Disney's currently having some changes that are coming into play, which stock market's gone down, parks are closing due to a virus, which is very unfortunate, and people are wondering what's going to happen, especially when films are being pushed back. Both Bobs are facing criticisms due to their lack of lack of communication to their shareholders, which shareholders weren't happy. And now with this virus, both Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Disney Paris, and all the theme parks in the world are closed. Which that's Disneyland is closing on March 14th. Soon thereafter, Disney Cruise Line and Disney World will also be closing to prevent the virus from spreading, which is a great call on Disney's part. And I think that this call had to be made for the public. I truly hope that everyone stays safe and this will all pass. I think the shareholders are really concerned about the bottom dollar, and people have seen where cutting their corners have been cut. And that's unfortunate, especially when the parks are meant to be a place of enjoyment. And when Galaxy's Edge was meant to be so much bigger and better than what it is, then people call into question if those who are CEOs are Roy Disney or Walt. And it's and there's been numerous YouTubers who have discussed the shareholder meeting, which definitely, if you haven't checked out Clownfish TV, because they're great YouTubers that are unbiased and they're fans. Yes, fans don't have to always agree with what a company does either, but it's better to keep a company honest to improve things in the park, especially when, well, People Mover is shut down. There was a crash with People Mover. They had a boat sink. And then there was an issue with the Haunted Mansion. Now with this virus, they're closing to protect those who are their cast members, as well as people are planning on traveling, which is a great call. I think this virus, we have to be proactive, and it's going to get worse before it gets better, which is unfortunate, but the fact that there is a high austerity, there's a lot of concern with travel, which people didn't know that this is going to happen, which is ultimately going to impact theme parks, not only Disney, but definitely it's impacting them, which is unfortunate. And to see that Disney is now, stocks are down more than what they were at an all-time low, Disney definitely has to work on improving what they're doing and the quality of service that they're providing, because this, if it's a once-in-a-lifetime vacation and families aren't getting treated the best by cast members, or situations happen, there has to be something that can be done to improve quality of the services, let alone making guests feel better about having an enjoyable time. That's the biggest thing. You can't make it's definitely would impact families. And during this time, there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of emotions. What you can do to take precautions is follow the CDC guidelines, washing your hands, covering your mouth, if you sneeze or cough with your in your elbow, do that and we could get through this horrible situation. As well as, don't buy into the hysteria. Yes, it's better to be cautious. Yes, it's better to know about this. But you can't just think that it's going to be all okay. Yes, for some people it will. But yes, unfortunately, those who are in a high-risk population are going to get sick. And I think with the virus and with the way Disney is handling things, it's going to get worse before it gets better for Disney. And yes, they'll have a low year. That's all true. Yes, it will happen. But it's a big deal with how they overcome this and make things better for their cast members and for those who are actually attending the parks, especially when they're having a low year at the box office. And now with things closing, everyone has to be cautious. It's not just one thing. It's not just going to affect them. It's going to affect everyone. And it's just a matter of taking care of yourself as well. And on that note, we'll be back next Monday with an all-new broadcast, especially with all this hysteria that's going to be coming up. We're going to be discussing why people are purchasing so much toilet paper amongst seeing how much different websites are price gouging, which, yes, there was a little mini broadcast about that. But there's so much more that's come out about this virus, which it's unfortunate, but it's better be safe. Sorry, wash your hands, and have a good rest of your day, night, whatever you're doing. Have a good day, have a good night, and be safe.